I have an interesting question for you guys today. The question is, do you talk to women the same way you talk to men? What's your answer? Is it the same, or is there some differences the way you interact with men and women? What is it for, like, spoken communication and for written communication? Do you do anything different, or is it exactly the same between men and women? Maybe I should ask a more specific question, okay? If you were going to communicate with someone by email for a few weeks, would you want to know their gender? Would it bother you if you didn't know their gender? If you were in communication, let's say you work for a company, okay? And you need to communicate with someone in another company over a few weeks, and you're going to be sending emails back and forth. Do you want to know that person's gender? Do you want to know their age? Do you want to know anything about them? What if you didn't? What if you couldn't find out what their gender was? Would that be weird? Would you feel awkward? Well, the reason I'm talking about this is because you might have a name that's not an English name. And so if you are sending me an email, I might not know what your gender is based on your name, right? When most people, like when I write emails to most people here in Canada or the US, you know, it's fairly easy 99% of the time to know someone's gender by their name. For example, my name is Mark, right? Mark is always a male name, right? You will never meet a woman named Mark, at least not here in Canada. It's rare. Maybe it's not, but I don't know. I doubt it. I've never heard of it happening. Okay, so actually, a few weeks ago, I received an email from someone named Ting Ting. Okay, Ting Ting. And then after I received that email, I used that example in one of my videos because the person was saying they used one of my books and it really helped them, and they were saying thank you. And the name was Ting Ting, right? Ting Ting. And I didn't know when I was making the video, I didn't know whether to say he or she. So I didn't really know. So that's why it was a bit awkward for me in the video. It wasn't awkward when I was communicating with that person because it was just a one-time communication, right? They emailed me, I responded, and that was it, right? But what if the communication would be like in a situation where it's for a few weeks or a few months, right? Let's say you are the HR director in a company and you need to be in contact with someone from another country. Some other company over there, right? And so you're going to be talking back and forth. How should you handle that situation? You know, one of my subscribers recently asked me how I would handle that situation. How can you let someone know your gender without just saying, I am a 25-year-old woman? That's a bit awkward if you want to let the other person know what your gender is. How can you do it without just saying, by the way, I'm a 25-year-old woman or something? That sounds more like a dating profile than an email, right? So how should you do it if your name is not an English-sounding name and the other person has no idea? You know, so it's just an interesting topic. I want you to let me know your thoughts down there as I'm talking about this. Let me know how you would handle this situation or what you think about this. Okay, so like I said, in that situation with Ting Ting, it didn't matter because it was just a one-time thing. But if it's a back and forth thing, you know, to be honest, I would want to know. Let me know. Would you want to know? Would you want to know who you're dealing with if it's like on a daily basis? You don't know anything about that person. It's just, to be honest, it's a bit awkward for me. So I don't think this issue. The first thing I want to say is I don't think this issue would really be a problem in the Americas, right? From Argentina up to Canada, most of the names are fairly indicative. The word indicative means it indicates something, right? So if I think about like Brazil, the Brazilians I've met, or Colombians, or Mexicans, or I don't know. I think it's fairly straightforward. I don't think it's a problem. But when we get over to parts of Europe, Africa, Asia, it gets to be more of an issue, right? Like I lived in China for over a year, and those names, like they're just completely foreign names. I can't pronounce them. I have no idea if a name is a male name or a female name. All right, so in that situation, okay, I think the first thing people do to address that situation is to just make up an English name. So if you don't have an English name, let's say your name is like, I don't know, you have a Vietnamese name or something, it's probably common for you to just make up an English name. That's what everybody did in China when I was there. People would just choose a name for themselves. It's kind of funny. Sometimes they would choose the names of fruit. Like the women, very often, I met a lot of apples there in China. I don't know why apple is a very common name in China. Or cherry. Yeah, cherry. That's also, I worked with a teacher named Cherry and another woman named Apple. Okay, so I don't know. I don't think I ever met men who named themselves after fruit. But let me know in the comments if you had to choose a fruit, a name of a fruit for yourself, what fruit would you choose? And also, if you could choose a name of a fruit for me, what would you choose for me? Let me know down in the comments. I think it's a good idea to choose an English name for the simple reason that you won't have people butchering your name all the time. That's, names are kind of personal, right? Like I said, for me to say, to pronounce Chinese names or Vietnamese or, names all around the world in other languages, sometimes they're really hard. And we don't want to butcher them. I feel bad to butcher. Do you know what it means to butcher a name? If you butcher a name, that means you pronounce it really poorly, and it just sounds bad, right? And so we don't want to do that. We want to be respectful. So for me, if I'm pronouncing your name, if it's a Chinese name, I'm gonna butcher it, right? But if you have an English name, like my best friend over in China, he chose the name Colin. Colin, and that's very easy for me to pronounce, right? I have no idea what his Chinese name is. I never learned it. I think I did, but I forgot. I always just called him Colin, right? That's so easy for me. I can pronounce it correctly. So anyway, that's one way to get around this issue, is you can choose an English name that has that's kind of gender indicative, right? If you choose a name like Sally, well, people are going to know you're a woman. If you choose a name like Bob or Mike or something like that, people are going to know you're a man. So that's probably the easiest way to do that. If you're going to choose a name, to choose a name like that, probably not a fruit. Probably apple is not the best name. Cherry. Cherry. That's a nice name, actually. Okay, I like the name Cherry. So if you're going to pick a fruit, probably Cherry is the best name you could pick. If you're a woman. If you're a man, probably it's probably not the best name. Maybe avoid the fruit category if you're a man. But if you're a woman, go for it. Maybe blueberry or cherry. I don't know. It might be better to avoid fruit if you're a woman too. But I think actually cherry might be a real name in England, a woman's name in English. I'm not sure. I don't know anybody here named Cherry, but I think it might be possible. Okay, so that I would say that's the first thing you could do, is just to choose an English name that kind of has the gender built into it, just like the name Mark. Everybody here knows that Mark is a man's name. What other options do you have? Well, you could, I would say, here's a good option, okay? You could upload a picture of yourself to your email profile. Sometimes, like for example, Gmail If you use Gmail, you can upload a picture of yourself to your profile, and then when you send an email to another Gmail user, that user will see like a little thumbnail of your pic, just a really small picture of you, right in the email. So that's one way to do it. The problem with that is if you're using like a company email and you're sending that to another, company email, it's probably not gonna you probably won't have the option of having a picture. So that's kind of the downside of that. So what other option do you have? Can you just tell them somehow in the text? Like I said, it would be awkward to say, by the way, I'm a woman. Or by the way, I'm a man. I'm a 40-year-old man that you're talking to here. It just sounds a bit weird. So I'm going to give you the best strategy that I would use. Okay, I would appreciate if people did this to me. Okay, because actually, it's nice to see a picture of someone. I would say a picture is better than using words. Okay, in English we have an idiom that a picture is worth a thousand words. Okay, a picture is worth a thousand words. Sometimes a word is worth a thousand pictures. But in this case, I would say a picture is worth a thousand words. Okay, so what you can do is you could say this. Since we're going to be in communication over the next few weeks, I'll attach a picture of myself so you can see who you're talking to. Okay, I think that would be really polite. That would be just really friendly, right? It's going to be over a period of time, maybe a few weeks or a few months that you're going to be talking to someone. So, you could just say that, very nice and polite. Since we're going to be in communication over the next few weeks, I'll attach a picture of myself so you can see who you're talking to. I would appreciate that. If someone did that for me, it would be it would make me more comfortable. It would let me know that you want me to be comfortable. And I would appreciate that. It's like people down in the comments. If you look down in the comments on my videos, you'll see some people have little pictures like thumbnails and some people don't. And I appreciate when people have pictures because at least then I can see a little bit, maybe I can get an idea of like their age, maybe, or their gender. And those things are kind of important when you're interacting with someone, right? For example, if I'm replying to a comment from a 70-year-old man versus, let's say, a 15-year-old kid, that information is important to me because it lets me know how much respect I should use. What kinds of words, what kind of my tone of writing should be when I'm talking to that person, right? I mean, we do this in all every relationship. We gather information, and then we base our response on that information. So that's why I asked you at the beginning, do you talk differently to men or women? Or what about age groups? Do you talk differently to elderly people or babies? When people talk to babies, they always use their high-pitched voice, like, oh, you're so cute, you're such a cute little kid. I don't know what people say to babies, but they have that kind of like high-pitched voice, right? They're talking that way because the child, it's a child, it's a baby, right? So this information is important in normal interactions. Now, when we get to writing, it is important as well. That's why I'm talking about this issue. What do you think about this? If it's through email, how would you handle it? So that's how I would handle it, to be honest. I would say a picture is, it would just be nice to take the initiative and send a picture. That way, you don't have to say anything in text. It's just a friendly thing. Hey, since we're going to be in communication over the next while, I thought I would just send you a picture of myself just so you can see. Oh wow, that'd be great. I would appreciate that. Like I said, the people who have the little thumbnails in the comments, it just I appreciate it. If you're going to be talking with someone over a few weeks or years, sometimes I've been talking to people for years in the comments, and I have no idea what they look like. Right? Isn't that interesting? They know what I look like. They know information about me. They can maybe guess my age, guess my height, guess my weight. guess my relationship status even. I know nothing about them. So maybe I've been talking to you for years in the comments and I don't even know what you look like. Maybe I don't even know if you're a man or a woman. That's happened. You know, sometimes I've thought I'm talking to a man, but it's a woman. Or I've thought I'm talking to a woman and it's a man. Like, it's just kind of, it's a bit awkward because the relationship is a bit imbalanced, right? You know something about me, but I don't know anything about you. So that's why I do appreciate when people have pictures. It just gives me a little bit, just a little bit of something to go on, you know? So yeah, I would say just, it's polite. It just makes people feel a little bit more comfortable if you're going to be talking with them over a course of a while. Now, like I said, this is, I'm not sure if I said this or not, but you don't have to do this, right? If you just want to stay completely kind of depersonalized, if you want your communication to be depersonalized, that means there's no personal information. It's okay if they don't know you're a man or a woman. If you're okay with that, that's fine. But like I said, I would appreciate that. And I'm asking you to let me know in the comments if you would appreciate that too. If it's a name you have no idea about. Now, another thing I just want to mention is that even in English, like native English speakers, even we have names that could be either men or women. For example, a name like Jordan or Carol. Okay, names like that can be either. I know men and women named Jordan, and I know men and women named Carol. Okay, so imagine if Jordan is in email contact with Carol. It could be that both of them don't know each other's genders. So it's not just a problem of like cross-cultural communication. Canadian, Chinese, Vietnamese. No, it's even in our culture too. Okay, so I want to just make a note of that so you know. Even we have names like this. And sometimes, you know, names can have like regional, there can be regional differences. You know, for example, one of my subscribers informed me a few days ago that the name Andrea in Germany is a woman's name, but in Italy it's a man's name. Okay, Andrea. I don't know how they pronounce it in Italy. Maybe Andrea. Here in Canada, I think all the time, most of the time, if not all the time, it's a woman's name. Okay, Andrea. Now the pronunciation can be different. I know I've met Andreas and I've met Andreas. Spelling is the same, but the pronunciation is different. Okay, so you know, these kind of regional differences, you know, you can kind of learn them over time. For example, a lot of my subscribers are from the state of Punjab in India. Okay, the Punjab. And for the dominant people group there, the dominant religion is the Sikh religion. Okay, and men have the last name Singh and women have the last name Kaur. Okay, so very often I get emails from people in that area or here in Punjabis here in Canada. And if the name is Singh, I know I'm dealing with a man. If it's Kaur, I know I'm dealing with a woman. Easy. Okay, so stuff like that. There was a time in my life when I didn't know that. I probably learned that maybe 5 years ago. So that's an interesting tip, right? So it just makes it really easy that I don't have to be in the dark. You know, if you're kept in the dark about something, that means you don't know, you're ignorant about something, right? So yeah, with these regional things, I mean, like I said, probably in the Americas, if you're from Argentina all the way up to Canada, most of the names are probably indicative of gender. But like I said, for Ting Ting, man, I just have no idea. And there's no way for me to know. So in that situation, if we were going to have back and forth communication, it might be nice for Ting Ting to somehow let me know who I'm talking to. And I would say the best way, the least awkward way, is through a picture. Through text, it's just too awkward. You could introduce yourself. I mean, if you could say something like this. Hi, Mark. Since we're going to be in communication for the next while, I would just like to tell you a little bit about myself. I am a Chinese woman from the city of Shanghai, and I have, I'm married, I have three kids, and are they allowed three kids in China? I think they just increased the child policy to, is it three? Don't quote me on that. What's the child policy in China? Anyway, you could introduce yourself. You could just give some personal information, some background about your life or what your education is in, what your hobbies are. It really depends on the context. Like I said, business communication here in Western culture tends to be pretty depersonalized. It's personally, I don't like that. I don't like it when everything's really kind of depersonalized. Like on a resume, for example, when you're reading someone's resume, CV, right? Resume, here we use the word resume. In a lot of other parts in the world, they use the word CV. Okay. Most of the time, it doesn't have a picture. At least the resumes I've seen here in Canada, they don't have pictures. I remember asking my professor one time. We were learning how to make resumes, and I was saying, should I put a picture of myself or not? And he said, it's better not to. So that was his advice. That's his opinion. I don't know. Maybe for professional resumes, that you don't put a picture of yourself. For me, it's just always nice to be able to see who you're dealing with. Otherwise, it's just a paper with some words on it, right? Like, human beings are personal creatures, are we not? Smash like if you like kind of having some personal information, personal interaction with someone. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how else to go about this. It can be a bit awkward, but I would say that's the best way is just to send a picture. Have a professional picture. If you're going to get a job, it's good to have a professional picture that you can send someone, maybe if you need to. Or you can put it as your profile picture on your email or your YouTube, account so that I can see what you look like in your comments. Like I said, I appreciate that. A lot of people do have pictures. Then at least I know, who am I dealing with here? I can kind of base my responses on their maybe their age or their gender or something, because I think as human beings we do adjust our we adjust the way we respond based on that information. Let me know, am I crazy about this, or do you agree with me? Yeah, I would say especially age is a very relevant factor, but also gender is I would say a relevant factor too. So anyway, that's basically it. That's the way I would go about doing it. Take a professional picture of yourself, wearing some nice clothes, and just do that in the email. Since we're going to be in contact for the next while, I just want to send you a picture so you can see who you're talking to here. I don't think anybody would have a problem with that. Why would someone have a problem with that? It's just a very friendly, professional. Unless your company has policy or something, some weird policy where you're not allowed to send pictures or something. But it's just a very professional way. I would say that's the most professional way, the least awkward way. Like I said, it would be too awkward to say, like, hi, I'm a 25-year-old woman from Bulgaria. Like I said, that sounds more like a dating profile than like an email. But, that's it, guys. That's all I can really say on that topic, but let me know down in the comments. I'm interested to hear what you think about this, because this tends not to be a problem because we typically just communicate with people in our own bubble, right? Like, if you live in, I don't know, wherever you live, let's say Romania. Probably most of your interaction is with Romanians. And so you know how to distinguish between a male and a female. There might be certain things in your language that indicate something. But in English, it's kind of, this is a, kind of a strange, the whole topic of gender It's kind of a weird topic in English, to be honest, these days in these cultures especially. I don't know, but it's always good. I would say it's always good. Information is nice. It's just nice to have information, right? So the nice thing about having a picture is that you don't have to reveal your age. You don't have to reveal your ethnicity. For example, if you're worried about like racism issues or like, ageism is discrimination by age. If you're worried about those kind of things, I don't know. I really don't know what the best way, but I think a picture is just kind of like, it just you just give someone a picture, just know what you look like, and that's it. You don't have to explain anything or whatever. That's how I would do it. That's how I would go about doing it. But I know everybody already can see my videos, right? I'm putting my face out there so you can see me. You can make up your own mind what gender I am, how old I am, what my interests or hobbies are, whatever, because you can see me, what my personality is like, right? So I don't know. Those are my thoughts. I appreciate you guys tuning in to this video, and let me know your thoughts. I'm really interested to know your thoughts. Cross-cultural communication, sometimes it can be really interesting. Sometimes it can be a lot of misunderstandings, but we just get through it. Let's learn together. So let me know your thoughts on this whole issue down there in the comments. Hey, hope you guys are having a wonderful day wherever you are. I'm just gonna go out on a walk. I can see it's sunny out here. So I'm gonna go and enjoy a nice afternoon here in BC, Canada. So take care, guys. God bless you, and I'll see you over in the next episode of Mad English TV. Take care.